101.9 High FM, One Nation, One Station.
David Weber is the funeral director at West Park, and I was chatting to him not yesterday, but the evening before, about the numbers of funerals, because certainly as we announce them here every morning just after 6:30, we have noticed an incredible increase in the number of funerals at the cemetery, at the Jewish cemetery. I wanted to just catch up with him and get a sense of what these numbers really are reflecting. David Weber, very good morning to you. How are you?
Hi, thank you. Good morning, Howard. Good morning to the listeners. Nice to chat to you.
Nice to chat to you. But it sounds awful. Is business booming?
Well, everybody's suffering from the lockdown. Business is booming.
Yes.
In certain respects. Unfortunately, the business on the funeral side is really, really busy.
Yeah.
But, on the tzedakah side, unfortunately, it's not as well.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I mean, one can understand it. But
yeah.
So we remind the people that one can always do something on the website.
Okay, so let's just we will get back to that. But before we talk about that, can you give us a sense of the numbers? What is the average number of funerals that you see over a year period? What are you seeing over the month of July? Take us through the numbers to give us a sense of what it looks like.
Okay, so over the last couple of years, our average number per annum is we're talking around 480 to 500 funerals.
Right.
So that gives us an average of about 40 a month. In winter, we go up to 50, 55, nothing more than that.
Right.
And then in a good month, we can have 20.
Right.
20 to 30. Mm. So those are basically the averages that that we look at. Just compared to, if we go back to 30 years ago, to 1990, before the sort of mass immigration, where we were doing, they were doing about 780 to 800 funeral per year. And they were averaging around 50, 60. And sometimes in the winter months, the numbers got up to 88. That was the maximum number they ever did
right.
in those 30 years ago.
When the numbers of the Jewish community were, I won't say double, but certainly significantly larger than they are today. Right.
Right, absolutely. So since basically the COVID has hit us now during the month of July, June, there was a slight, we didn't really see too much increase, but as the doctors all said and everybody said that the crunch would come in July instead of, I think, August or September. So the crunch did come. And to date, well, as I said, normally we do around 50, 55 June, July per month. This month, I think we'll probably be closing on 107 funerals.
Wow. So it's more than double an average month, and it's higher than the highest number recorded when Johannesburg had a significantly larger community.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's, I just never thought that this would happen to the country. And then until we got the very first COVID case, then it shook me, because it was always in the news.
Mm, mm.
And
it's distant.
I never thought we'd get to where we are currently, but that's where we are.
Do you have a clear, do you always know if the burial is a COVID case or not? Because, I know that within the South African numbers, there are something like 11,000 unexplained higher deaths by natural causes, which government is now linking to COVID or suggesting that could have been COVID. Are you seeing the same thing, that you're burying people who are suspected of having had COVID but unconfirmed?
Yes, absolutely. We take, we deal with some of the specialists in the industry,
mm-hmm.
and we've discussed these cases, and what invariably happens is in the in some of the hospitals where COVID is rife, and in some of the aged homes where one has a fair amount of staff coming in and out from the various communities. So, there is a great, great possibility that some of the deceased coming in are possibly COVID. And, so we've broken, we have two sort of divisions. We've categorized them. We have sort of three categories. Unfortunately, I can't give you the numbers, because I've stopped work counting. But, we have the definite COVID cases where the patient is diagnosed with COVID. And then we have a section, a category of patients which we call as PUIs, persons under investigation. Mm. Those are the doubtfuls. And then we have very, very few, natural where we are, we are 100% certain from the doctors that the deceased is clean and there's no chance of that. Mm. So that's what we deal with.
Is there a difference in procedure in terms of how you the burial procedure and how you place mourners between, COVID-19 deaths and non-COVID-19 deaths? Mm.
Sorry, you're breaking up.
Yeah, it's sometimes hard to hear. It's Anati's mic on when it's on a WhatsApp call like this. What Anati's asking is there a difference in procedure around if it's a definite COVID or a person under investigation versus a clearly non-COVID case? And is the funeral treated any differently?
So the clearly non-COVID cases are treated in the regular way. COVID and others, we take certain precautions
And the funerals are limited at this stage still to 50 people.
The funerals are limited to 50 people, which includes the number of, the Chevra Kedisha staff and the rabbis. So we normally say, for a maximum of 40 people.
Oh, I see.
In most cases, the numbers have been adhered to. We've had two or three or four cases where the numbers have gone over. But we're a Jewish organization and it's difficult to keep the people out, if at all. Yes. So, we just, the rabbis and the gaboyim, we try and emphasize that the staff have got, the attendees have got to keep their distances. And fortunately, unfortunately, we're also now burying in a new area that we have at the cemetery. And so there is a lot of space, so one doesn't have to all stand clutted up together.
How are the staff coping with this, it must be a huge strain. Obviously we always talk about the frontline workers, the staff at the Chevra Kedisha in the burial environment are also frontline workers in a different way, but how are they managing?
Yeah, there's, unfortunately we've had, in the last 4 weeks, we've had one of our staff members going off with COVID. Yeah. We've had one who had leave due, so he took leave, and then just after he took leave, one of the guys came off with hypertension. Yeah. So the guys are struggling. We are struggling. Our hours are sometimes very, very long. The one early morning, the guy started, I think, at 10 o'clock and finished off at 4. Mm. And unfortunately, we then start at 8 and 9 o'clock again. Mm. So it's a very long day. And if you don't mind, I'd like to just mention them.
Go for it.
By name, just to show my appreciation. So in alphabetical order, so we've got Bram Shevel, we have Colin Barnett, Eddie Tates, Keith Tabakin, Neil Nathan, and Rodney Margo. Those are those are the guys I call my soldiers, and they're the guys that are running around. We have, you know, they work on different weeks and we have schedules, but, you know, it's very likely that sometimes that we've got two vehicles out during the day. And yeah, it's
very
tough.
Very tough and indeed. And our deepest gratitude. Mm.
Yeah, I must say that one also can't forget our top turf staff, the guys who are minding the cemetery and digging. You know, it can take, if one has to open up a grave in the middle of the cemetery, you know, one can't use a TLB, mechanical opener. And yeah, it can take 3 hours to open up a grave. Oh, and wow. Yeah, these guys have worked very, very, very hard.
Mm.
As well as our manager in the cemetery, Menachem, who's got to control the staff, the ladies who run the office, and then also a very, very big thank you to our Gaboim, our volunteer Gaboim, who are always around, and they stand and they walk and they walk up and they down, and so the Discovery are doing a lot of miles out of them.
One of our listeners are saying, please can you ask David, are we able to visit the cemetery as we get close to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? It's customary to do so. What is the regulation at the moment with visiting the cemetery?
So supposedly, when I've spoken to people who should be in the know, because nobody really knows, they've told me that all the cemeteries are open, so people are permitted to visit.
Right.
What, you know, I probably preference would be to try and spread it over the day. So not everybody comes and clutters the whole place up.
Right.
And I guess that as we get closer to Yom Tov, so the office will remain open a little bit longer.
Right.
And but people, we don't, people just misbehave, and when they come visiting, it's, you know, generally it's only 2-3 of them at a time, so it's fine.
All right, time is 6:26. David Weber, thank you for the incredible work that you're doing. And of course, if people want to make donations, they can do that online. Of course, the cemetery and the Jewish burial was they are very dependent on donations when at a burial and at a funeral, where people would go into the office and do so. You now can do it online. You can do it on the new app. So if you could support that, would be brilliant, David Weber. Thank you for your incredible work and your incredible commitment. It is 7:27. I'm Howard Feldman. This is Your Morning Mayhem on 101.9 Chai FM. Good morning.